Hello, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. I'm so glad that you joined us here today for our online service. When we normally meet together in person to person during our Sunday services, one of the things that we do at the very beginning of our service is say good morning to the people that are sitting around us. And what that really means is it becomes a love fest where everybody is literally embracing and giving some love to each other. And so what I invite you to do, as you are home probably right now watching this on your own, if you attend our Sunday services, to just close your eyes for a moment and to envision some of those people that sit near you on Sunday mornings. And if you don't attend our services, just hold in your mind's eye some of the people that you love and care for. And so what I invite you to do right now is to send them some of your love. To imagine the love from your heart and from your energy field going out to embrace them, to encircle them, to wrap them in your love. And as you do that, also to see those people standing in their own wholeness and in their own power. And what we're doing when we do that is we are literally sending a blessing out to people. And so to recognize as you are doing that right now, there are people also that are watching this video that are sending you that same love, seeing you stand in your own wholeness, in your own power, and sending you a blessing. And so what a blessing it is to get to participate in that. And so as we begin our service this morning, I'm going to invite our practitioner, Barbara Conant, who is back with us, to come forward and lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is always already right where we are, and do a contemplative reading for us. And so right now, I invite you just to begin to settle into yourself, to turn within to that place within you of stillness, the place within you that is not affected by the outside world, but that is just your own inner beingness, your own inner essence, and to just rest there.
I invite you to join me right now in moving into that center within, that place where there is the infinite presence of God that lives and moves and has its being within you as we have our being within it. And so I recognize that there is only one life, one mind, and one power throughout the entire universe. It is here, ever present, with its loving intelligence. It guides us, it directs us, and it moves through us. And I know that this is true for me, and that it is true for everyone. That loving intelligence of God is always with us. It invites us to participate in its love by sending it out to ourselves and out to others, to live and move and have our being in this loving presence is a blessing that we give to ourselves and to others. It is our oneness with that life that presents itself in every activity, every thought, every word and action that we perform. We are its conduit for love in the world. And so it is today that I bless our time together. I bless Reverend Jennifer. I bless all that she has to say, because she speaks from her loving heart to guide and direct and give us new ideas in ways to have a more fruitful, prosperous week. And this adds to our lives as it adds to those around us. So I just give thanks, and I bless this time together, and so it is. This morning, my reading is from Living 365 Days of Richer Living by Ernest Holmes and Charles Barker. And it starts like this. One with the infinite, I walk the pavements of time untouched by error and uplifted by spirit. From me proceeds the good, and to me comes the divine. All of life is now offering itself to me, and I drink deeply of its healing waters. My thirst for truth is quenched as I realize the truth of myself is made visible through God. I walk as a person of power. I act as a person of love. I speak as the voice of truth. I live as an example of what God can do. Within me, there is a peace, and around me, there is a right action. The Almighty is my strength, and I never fail my highest ideal, true to all that God expects me to be. I live in right relationships with all to whom I meet. I am a blessed experience in friends, co-workers, and family. God is visible in all that I do, say, or think. Today is my opportunity to reveal my true self. And so it is. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Thank you very much. And so I'm going to read our vision statement at Living Beyond Limits right now. And if you know it by heart, you can join along with me. And if you don't, well, here I share this with you. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. And so that's what we are doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are giving ourselves the opportunity to wake up to and to feel and sense that, yes, indeed, that divine presence lives within us. It is none other than the presence of our own spirit, our own divine essence. And what happens is, as we wake up to that fact, we automatically become a beneficial presence in this world. We automatically come from a place of love and oneness and connection and brotherhood and care. What also happens is, as we recognize that that presence is always right where we are, that then we have access to all of the qualities and the characteristics of the divine, because we know they're already in us. That means when we're out in the world and the world is not being peaceful, we can be the ones that bring peace to the situation. When people are not acting in ways that are loving, we can be the ones that bring love to it, because we aren't dependent on getting it out there. We're dependent on bringing it forward from in here. And so I say thank you to every single one of you as you walk this path of self-discovery, as you walk this path of awakening to your own spiritual nature,
And as you awaken to the fact that, yes, indeed, we live in this infinite presence all of the time. And so thank you for that. And so today I'm going to begin my talk with a reading that came from a website called Daily Thoughts. And the title of it is Hearts Breaking Open. And that's the title of my talk today, Hearts Breaking Open. It says, in nature, the only thing happening ever is evolution. Whatever is happening, no matter how painful, no matter how uncomfortable, no matter how frightening, is progressive change. Where we will find ourselves somewhere on the other side of all of this will be spiritually more whole for ourselves than where we are today. So a breaking heart is not an indication that this is a time for us to close down and to stop loving. A breaking heart is making us fit to truly love. A breaking heart is what can fuel the universal voice of stop, enough, no more. Far better than the fuel of rage. The fuel of rage is finite. It will burn out. It only knows how to tear down, not how to build. And it will burn out the vessel that carries it. The fuel of love from a broken heart open is of the infinite. It is of the very stuff of life. Like Buddha's candle, it can light 1,000 more without losing any of its own light. So let our hearts be broken open. Let us be finished with hatred and separation and lives of privilege built upon the suffering of others. Let us each find our own way to step forward toward a common good. This week, my heart has been broken. Not just because of police brutality, not just because of the death of George Floyd, not just because of what happened in Central Park, where a woman called the police on an innocent black man who was birdwatching named Christian, accusing him of threatening her life. But because my eyes have been opened to the ongoing injustice, the ongoing inequality, and the unfair treatment of people of color in our country. And it breaks my heart. As spiritual beings, we are one with each other, and we are one with the whole. We are one with this family of humanity. And because of that, we have a need within us for all people to be treated fairly, for all people to be treated justly, for all people to be treated equitably. And when we are awake to our own spirit, when we witness somebody being hurt, it hurts us. Because what is done to one is done to the whole. Because what affects one affects the whole. We want for ourselves in our own lives a sense of well-being. And we want that same well-being for other people. And we want that well-being to be available to other people. And in addition to that, because we are spiritual beings, we have a need to love. Because we are spiritual beings, we have a need to add to the betterment of life and to live from our own spirits and to bring spirit into this world, to bring our spirit to life. Eckhart Tolle says, love is the recognition of oneness in a world of duality. This is the birth of God into the world of form. We have a need within us to bring God into form, the God of our own being and the aspects of God that have not yet been made manifest in this world. And so I received a letter from Home Office of Centers for Spiritual Living, from our spiritual leader, Edward Villune, and the Spiritually Motivated Social Engagement Committee that I would like to share with you. It says, racism in the United States. Centers for Spiritual Living calls for it to end. We are grieving lives that ought not to have been lost. George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery are the most recent in a list of countless unarmed African American and black people who have been murdered for the color of their skin over the past 400 years in the United States. Too many generations have suffered, and it has never been and is not now acceptable. We denounce racism in all of its forms. The starkness of unapologetic, intentional racism. The racism of silence in the face of injustice. The systematic racism inherent in our education, justice, income, opportunity inequity, and the racism that lies hidden in our own individual hearts and minds. We envision a world where personal responsibility joins with social conscience in every area of political, corporate, academic, and social sectors. We value a community-wide climate of safety that arises from compassion, justice, mutual respect, and kindness. Therefore, we join our founder, Dr. Ernest Holmes, who, echoing the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., said, "You and I should form this habit of taking definite time each day to contemplate and affirm peace with justice. For there is no peace possible without justice. But faith without works is dead. We should not only pray, we should act, each contributing to the best they have to the common purpose, each willing to make a sacrifice if necessary. For there can be no individual self-preservation without the preservation of all." We call upon ourselves and the faith communities in the United States to take action that shows we have heard the cry of the suffering. We own our responsibility for it. Whether that action is prayer, donations to organizations that promote racial justice, rigorous self-education, or active engagement, not let this moment in history pass unattended. May the actions we take be steeped in peace and in deep respect for the sacredness of each life, knowing that whatever we do, individually and collectively, must be divinely directed from a higher consciousness. When we apply our proven spiritual principles through rigorous practices and compassionate action, the desired results cannot fail to demonstrate. I think we are in the midst of a huge opportunity right now to create change, to create a culture of equality and of love and of peace and of true oneness. I think we are in the midst of a huge opportunity to create a world that is more just. And each and every single one of us is being called to be a part of that change. I know that sometimes we don't know what to do because the problem seems so big and so insidious. And I know that sometimes we don't do anything because, after all, we think it doesn't affect us. But you know what? It does affect us. It affects every single one of us because we are all connected to each other. And sometimes we don't do anything because we think that we're not part of the problem. But you know what? The problem is bigger than police brutality. The problem is privilege. And the problem is racism and sexism and classism and abilityism that this country that has been built into the very fabric of our society. And sometimes we don't see it unless we are the ones that are being disadvantaged by it. And so I have been educating myself. I've been educating myself about privilege and about what whiteness means.
I've been educating myself about racial inequality that has built in, that has been built into the structure of the society in which we are living. And I feel that it is my responsibility to look at and to discover the part that I play in that. I think it's my responsibility to discover ways that I can assist in changing that. That it's my responsibility to discover ways that I can assist in creating a more just world and a more equitable world. And so I have to tell you that I've been a little distressed about writing this talk and about delivering this talk because I don't want to offend anyone. I don't want to offend the black people, and I don't want to offend the white people, and I don't want to offend the brown people. And so if this talk offends you, please come talk to me, because maybe there's something that I need to learn that I don't know yet. But I feel like as your minister, that it is my job to create a situation and an environment so that you can examine your beliefs and your attitudes and your actions so that in turn you can grow, so that in turn you can deepen, so that in turn you can live a more spiritual life, so that in turn you might express the divine in a greater way than what you had been doing before, so that you can be a beneficial presence in this world, and so that you might bring spirit into this world in a greater way. And so there's a saying that some of the ministers in our movement of Centers for Spiritual Living say, and they say, as ministers, it is our job to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comfortable. And so I'm afflicting the comfortableness in us today. And so I'd like to share three things that you might not understand. And so we see that there are protests going on across this entire country right now, and not just in our country, but there are people in other countries and other nations that are actually standing with us in those protests and standing up and saying, enough, and this isn't right. And I believe that these protests should be going on. But the one thing that I want to say is that I have learned, and I'm so grateful to learn, that the protesters are not the looters. And the looters are not the protesters. They are two different groups of people with two different agendas. Those protesters are protesting brutality and unfair treatment of people. I think that's a reason to protest. And also, protesting doesn't necessarily mean that you're standing against something. Because we know in religious science that what we put our attention on, we grow, we create more of. Instead, protesting in your own way, whatever that looks like, can be standing for an end of racial equality. It can be standing for love, and standing for care, and standing for compassion, standing for oneness, standing for equality, standing for brotherhood. I stand for those things. Those are what is important. And the second thing that I'd like to share that you might not understand is about the title of the movement that is called Black Lives Matter. I've heard quite a few white people talk about being offended by that name, Black Lives Matter, because they say all lives matter. And absolutely all lives matter. And I think what Black Lives Matter is really saying is that black lives should matter. And they don't always matter, or they don't always matter as much. And it's kind of like to me saying all houses matter. All houses do matter. My house is not more important than your house, and your house is not more important than your next door neighbor's house or anybody else. But when one house is on fire, it needs our attention. And if we ignore that that house is on fire, if we don't acknowledge that that house is on fire, we can't put the fire out. It needs, that house that's on fire needs our attention at that moment.
And so Black Lives Matter is inviting us to look at that and inviting us to look at the inequality that is present today in our culture. And the third thing that I want to point out is that everything that is going on is an invitation to us to look within here and to ask ourselves, where does racism live in me? You know what? It might be to a really small little degree, but where in me does racism live? Regardless of what color you are, every single one of us carries around some old ideas. Ideas maybe that we were raised with, ideas that we adopted when we were kids, and many of them are subconscious. We aren't even aware that we carry them. We carry around old beliefs, or maybe it's even a new belief that you've developed that generalizes people, generalizes groups of people instead of seeing individuals. And that generalizing often looks like some idea that these people aren't as good as me in some particular way, shape, or fashion, whatever that is. We are being asked to heal that. And it takes some digging around, and it takes looking at where you get triggered, where your fears are, where the stories are that you tell yourself about a particular group of people. We're being asked to heal that. We're asked to look at where otherness lives within us. We're being asked to look at where prejudgment lives within us. Where generalizing people lives within us. We're being asked to look at where separateness lives within us. Where racism lives within us. And so my invitation to you is to heal those places. Heal the places within you that creates a sense of us and them. To heal the places that create a sense of separation. To heal your subconscious or unconscious ideas that you carry around about race. And to educate yourself. Educate yourself about the causes of racism. Educate yourself about privilege and what that looks like and what that means. Join a class. Read a book. I am creating a class right now that is about understanding and healing racism within ourselves. Come join us for that class. And pray. Pray for this country. Pray for an awakening. Pray for open hearts amongst all of our people and understanding and willingness. Pray for our police. Pray for our leaders. Pray for the decision makers. Pray for people that see themselves as victims to be able to stand in their own power. There's a million different prayers that are being called for right now. I invite you to continue and daily pray about that. And as we do all of those things, as we educate ourselves and heal the places within us of separateness, we will be creating a world that is truly founded on love and that is truly founded on unity. And we will be creating a world that works for everyone. And so blessings to each and every single one of you on this path of educating yourself, on this path of creating ways so that your spirit might come forward in a fuller and a greater way, and in ways that you might bring that divine presence into this world in a way that blesses all of us. And so blessings to each and every single one of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so I take my attention to the truth that yes, indeed, that one infinite presence is everywhere present. And it is a presence of absolute intelligence. It is a presence of unconditional love. It is a presence of wisdom. It is guidance. It is the truth of oneness. It is that which is expressing itself as each and every single person on this planet. For we have all come from that one. We are all incarnations of that one, individualized expressions of life and of love and of wholeness and of power and of good. And so today I know that that presence is unfolding itself in a greater way in this country. It is expressing itself as guidance and intuition and clarity and new ideas throughout all of government, throughout of all policing, throughout all people and all communities, that hearts have been broken open. And out of that is coming a greater connection and a greater sense of family and a greater sense of love and care for each other. And so I just claim and know that there is an awakening happening right now like never before of the truth of unity and of the truth that there is only one family, one race, that is the human race, and that family is the family of humanity. And so today, we step into that light, and we step out into the world as that light of love and wisdom and care. And we are guided, and we are led, and healing is occurring within us, and healing is occurring all around us. How grateful I am for that. And so I release this prayer into that creative law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself all around us right now. Simply because we have put our attention on it, we have claimed it, and we know it to be the truth. And so I put my faith and my trust and my confidence in that and in this infinite presence and power. And I say, and so it is. Thank you, God. And so thank you so much for joining us here today at Living Beyond Limits. I want to invite you to a Zoom call that we are having this coming Thursday night at 7 p.m. You will be getting an email about it this week. And if you are not on our email list and would like to get information about that Zoom call and the code to get in, please give us your email address. You can email it to livingbeyondlimitscsl@gmail.com, and we'll make sure you get on that list. I want to let you know that our practitioners are continuing to support you in prayer. And if you have a prayer request, you can either email it to Barbara Conant or text it to Barbara Conant, or you can send it to that email address at Living Beyond Limits that I just gave you. And we will put you in ministry of prayer, and the practitioners and me, the minister, are happy to support you during the week in prayer. And that's all of my announcements for today. So I invite you to continue on this path and to love yourself and be gentle with yourself as you do this discovery and this digging around and bring your light into the world. And I will see you here next week. Have a great week. Bye.